I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last month, Kazakhstan's government passed two laws restricting everything from church registration to children's religious activities to public prayer rooms. Forum 18 reports that prayer rooms in facilities like prisons and hospitals have since been shut down. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith adds another concern.
And it remains to be seen now with Christmas coming up, just how are these laws going to be used to impact maybe children's ministries?
Believers will keep spreading the gospel, but
we here as Christians in the West need to not only continue supporting our Kazakh brothers and sisters, but to really engage in intercessory prayer.
Next, Lebanon is a hard place to grow up. Kids Alive International is letting you see the world through a child's eyes. Through their school in Lebanon, six boys are sharing how they see the world through photography. There's a blog as well as individual gallery pages so you can get the story behind the photo. There'll be a showcase in May and a calendar. God's hand is at work in the children's lives, so pray that they would know His peace in their hearts. We've got links to the boys' gallery pages. And if you thought you could help a ministry save 1 million people with as little as $2.35, would you do it? That's what Medical Teams International is doing through their One in a Million campaign. President Bas van der Zalm says right now, a donor is matching gifts up to $200,000. Helping physically is important, but so is helping spiritually.
We can pray with those people who ask for us to pray with them and share this great hope that we have that drives us to show this compassion. When Jesus came, He came both teaching and healing. And so that's what we want to do.
Van der Zalm says there's no better way to show your gratitude to God this Thanksgiving than by helping a mother and child in need. We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.